What is up? This is What Would Zeus Do, episode 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 episodes.
Yeah, we're on the third one. It's been a while since we did the second one, though.
That's okay.
So, real life, real life and shit, right?
We did a third one.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Or we're doing a third one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goes with one of the episodes we're going to talk, or shows we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
Third one.
Yeah. Sweet.
So, let's get to it. What you been up to, man?
Not much. Summertime is coming to a close. Kiddo's starting school again. That's pretty cool, though. He's riding his bike to school, so I don't have to wake up
And
take him anymore, at least not till wintertime.
And then he can walk uphill both ways in 6 feet of snow.
Yeah, I'm going to take his shoes off before he leaves. That way he knows what it's like. For us old folks back in the day. Back in my day. Sure do miss the muscle on paper, boy. Herbert.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one for Family Guy?
I don't watch Family Guy.
Oh, my God, dude. You don't watch Family Guy, and I'm trying to fucking review shows with you? Okay.
Oh, you saying this is our last one, then?
Yeah. We're divorced now, yeah.
Shit.
Oh, no. All right. I finished a few new goddesses for my goddess collection.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Asteria. She's, like, goddess of the stars and the moon. They're all kind of, like, have something to do with the moon. I also did Artemis. She's goddess of the moon and hunting, and yeah, so
nice.
Those are pretty cool. They were both signed off on. They were consigned for tattoos. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
nice. So, do you usually draw those before someone wants it on them, or it's the other way around?
The first three I did. The first one was just going to be a T-shirt design, and then somebody wanted it tattooed, and then I did a couple more during quarantine. I just had some time. A couple people wanted those, so then since then I've been getting paid to do them, and they just pick which goddess they want, and then I put it together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's been pretty cool. I get to keep doing. I got 9 in the collection now. I'm getting a little burnout. I think I might do like 1 or 2 more and then call it good, because it's getting hard to like keep all those elements. I'm kind of shackled by the design process.
Right. Well, if they're all moons and stars, and
I'm running out of elements. Yeah, they all kind of share some certain elements. I'm like, well, I already used this crystal, or I can't use this because I already used it on that one. And yeah, so maybe switch to like Nordic gods or something.
Start with Thor.
Yeah, Thor would be a good one.
Yeah.
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 What have you been up to?
What's
life like for the B-Rai guy?
Man, life's been crazy. Mm-hmm. So our oldest just started high school.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Freshman at Hayden High School. So he's doing cross country. So practice every day. Some days it's at 6 in the morning. Some days it's right after school. Yeah. Oh,
man.
So
he's getting himself we're on to school?
He's a freshman, so he can't drive.
Fuck that.
So, and I mean, you know how Topeka.
6 in the morning?
You know how Topeka construction is.
Yeah.
So you can't just go straight there. You have to go around the city to get there.
So what time you gotta wake up?
I mean, I always get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock anyways.
Oh my
so
God, you're such an old man.
Yeah, but I go to bed at like 8:30.
Oh,
I'm an
God.
Old fuck.
Yeah, you just proved my point.
Yeah.
You probably drink non-caffeinated coffee before bed too.
I don't drink coffee at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
My
I'm not old enough to drink coffee
before bed. You know,
I'm not old enough, no.
Okay.
But I'm too old to stay up past 9.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, just life's been kind of going on, man.
Good. So, yeah, everybody's starting school. It's that time of year again. Soon to be Christmas. And before we know, it'll be spring again. Round and round we go.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to some tattoo stuff.
Monthly tattoo advice, right?
Yeah.
By me, or you're going to give
by you? You give
oh,
some.
Okay.
You're the expert here.
I've never really know what advice to give here because I'm not sure what level of tattooer I would be talking to.
What about
to.
Some advice for customers?
Oh, customers from the. Oh yeah, yeah, that could be one. I was thinking, just for artists, if I was talking to them, mainly don't be afraid to be in your comfort zone, or you know, don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone, basically, because you know sometimes I see artists just they only want to do one type of art and then. It just becomes the same stuff over and over again. You need to push yourself. You need to try different things. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to, if you're afraid to do the tattoo, you don't want to bite off more than you can chew.
Right.
You know, because then if you're not confident, then it'll show in the tattoo. So, yeah, advice for the clients, man, that's just, I find myself asking the same questions that I hate when I get tattooed. But when people ask me, it like annoys me. And I'm like, Why did I ask that question? I hate it.
Now you're that guy.
That. Yeah. one thing is, if it's a big project, don't ask when we're going to be done. Like, I tell people, you know, at the beginning, I'm like, never done this tattoo. I haven't done this sleeve before, so I don't really for sure know how long it's going to take. And it just seems like it never fails at the end of every session. So how much longer do you think it'll take? And I'm just like, I don't know. I wish I could tell you. And then you don't want to say, oh, yeah, two more sessions. And then you're not done in two sessions. And then they're like, oh, well, you're taking too long. So I never want to, like, show them the finish line until I know exactly where it is. So, yeah, that's probably good advice.
I remember when we first started this sleeve, you're like, I've never known how long, like, a sleeve takes, right? And, I mean, we ended up, I think, 72 hours, I think I counted on this.
We put a lot in that.
I mean, this one, I think, is...
reminding me how many hours.
Yeah. I think mine is a little bit different than a lot because we put... Yeah. It was pieced together, and it was kind of... You went a little bit for some trophies at stuff. But my point is, you just never know.
Well, each one is, like, each, like, panel of your arm, and there's, like, four quarters, you know, they make up a quarter sleeve. They're each like a comic book cover, so yeah, there's a lot in there. But yeah, I'm really proud of your sleeve. That looks badass. And what, we've gotten several awards for it.
We got two second places.
Two second place? Oh shit. Yep. We gotta go for first place.
Yep.
November.
Yeah. We got anything coming up? Any projects you're looking forward to coming up?
Got a couple more goddesses I'm working on. I was thinking about doing a portrait of for a friend of mine who lost his son. I haven't done, like, an old-school pencil-on-paper portrait in a while. And the last one I did was of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get on my leg.
Yes, you do a drawing of me. I like it. Get to the chopper. Well, I watched the original Predator with Cameron the other night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he wasn't ready for some 80s blood and gore, but he dug it. He said he liked it.
He starting to talk like Arnold?
We were doing that the whole time. Yeah, yes. He would hear that line, like, get to the chopper, and if it bleeds, we could kill it. And he's heard me say it, but never knew exactly where it was from.
So now he understands the reference.
Now you're caught up. Yeah. And he was, like, asking if the Prey movie was the second Predator movie. I was like, no, dude, there's, like,
the second
10
one's,
or 15
The second
Predator
one's Danny
movies.
Glover, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a Predator in, like, New York or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like that one.
Yeah.
Should have kept him in the jungle.
Yeah.
But I did see somebody comment on the Predator movie, and they were like, they shouldn't have shown the alien ship in the beginning. Like, in the beginning, they show the ship drop him off. Because if they hadn't, it would have been a much more, like, mystery, like, what is this fucking thing? And it's just killing everybody, and you weren't really sure if it was a monster or an alien. And rewatching it, I was like, yeah, they kind of missed this spot there where they could have left us just wondering until the end when you find out, alien.
I mean, yeah. I guess hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole movie, yeah. I guess that would make it a little bit different. Like, what the fuck is this, a robot?
The whole time you'd been like, hey, is it a monster? Is it from space? Yeah. So, a few things on the board there to do. I want to do some more live drawings and stuff, and maybe, like, even some live tattooing. I found out you have to have 1,000 followers on TikTok to go live.
No kidding.
So, yeah, I've got, like, 290.
All right. Well, that's some advice. Follow Ink by Dave.
Yes, Ink by Dave with the underscores. Ink underscore by underscore Dave.
Yeah.
Who is me?
Let's follow him so he can go live on there. Because you go live on Facebook and Instagram or
just
Facebook?
Yeah, I'd like to do that some more. Maybe do some more live tattoos. I set up to do one the other day and it just, the girl was kind of having trouble sitting. So I was like, fuck it. Let's just try to get through the tattoo and not worry about that type of stuff. So yeah, I'd like to do more of that. Just, yeah, maybe get my numbers up. I'm always trying to get more followers. Instagram, all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should unfollow me and then re-follow me.
What does that do?
I don't know.
Oh.
I just need more follows.
Is that like where you can like it 20 times or something?
Yeah. I'll go to other people's pages and just like a shit ton of them.
Well, you know, you can buy
just
likes.
To get them to come back. Yeah, that's cheating though.
Yeah.
I did that on accident one time. I didn't really, this guy was like, hey, like, you know, send me some money and I'll get all these followers. And I was like, oh shit, I wonder how that works. And I sent him like $100 and he added like a few followers. And then I realized pretty quickly, I was like, these are like bots. They're not engaging in my posts and stuff. And yeah, it was just, I was like, oh man, I thought he was going to like expose my profile somehow on some other pages, but no, they have hundreds of accounts they just loaded up with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn my lesson there.
You live and you learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want real followers.
Real people. All right. Well, so in the past two episodes, we did a walk-up song, top three walk-up songs.
Yes.
I think now we're going to change that up and do movies, shows, stuff like that, our top three.
I'm much better with movies.
Yeah, so let's start off with a easy but I think really good one. Okay, top three MCU movies. Now, these are MCU, not Sony, not the Sony Marvel, yeah, not the Fox Marvel shit.
That does not count.
MCU. They have to be the Disney-owned MCU movies.
Yeah, and I hate how people are trying to say those are, like, canon now or something because of that. I'm like, no, no, no. I'm like, you don't just get to lump them in.
Yeah, you're not just part of it because they owe it. Yeah.
From another universe. It literally is from another
universe. Right. I mean, even technically Deadpool is not part of the universe yet. Mm-hmm. Until he has his third movie, he's not part of the MCU.
Yeah. So, this, I know we're not going to agree on any of these, and people probably won't agree with me either, but we're going to start with number three.
Number three.
Number three, MCU, my favorite of all time, Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
I love that one. I could watch it over and over again. It's funny every time I watch it, and it's just got, it's like lighthearted, and it's full of action. I love the, like, hard, it's like a long music video. It's just like a badass, like, 80s metal music video, but with Thor fucking people up.
The color in that movie was really good.
Yeah,
the
cinematography. They had fun with it. Yeah. And they did the same type of thing with Love and Thunder.
That was one of the first movies in the MCU where the director had kind of more say. Up until then, really, it was kind of Kevin Feige saying, this is how the script needs to be, this is how the feel needs to kind of be.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok was kind of one of the first ones where it had kind of a, here, you do what you kind of want to do, make it your own movie.
And you can tell they're doing that more and more because they can't have, like, everybody. He just can't have all his fingers in those pies, you know. Like, he's got to get some.
Right.
You can't micromanage. He's got to delegate and give these artists some freedom, which, yeah, I thought it was pretty good. It was the one I saw where it was borderline. It could have been considered a comedy more than an action movie, but that's what I liked about it.
Yeah.
What's your third one? Give it to
me. So, my third one, I think, the third one was my hardest one to pick. One and two, for me, were pretty easy. Third one was pretty tough. you know, I think No Way Home, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Really?
I think, that's not my pick. That's one of them.
Well, you
that's
need
one
to make
them.
Your pick. You don't get
so
to
my pick
say.
Is
we'll do honorable mention later, okay?
My pick, then, is Doctor Strange. The first Doctor Strange.
We were pretty close to agreeing. The first Doctor Strange was one of the best, just one-off stories in the MCU, where they just told his story. They've sprinkled a little bit of other stuff to remind you that they're all in the same universe and stuff.
Right.
But I love that one.
Yeah,
it was very emotional.
I've always said origin stories are really hard to put in film. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, this movie could have been an hour longer, too, to tell the full origin story, but it was the best origin story that we've had.
Yeah.
I mean, you were just in it the whole way. And I didn't know a lot about Doctor Strange going in. Like, I knew a lot about Thor going into that movie. I knew a lot about Iron Man and Captain America.
Yeah.
But Doctor Strange, I did not know a lot about. I didn't read his comics.
The Doctor Strange movies made me a Doctor Strange fan. Which, same with Iron Man, though, too. Like, I didn't know anything about Iron Man until the movie came out.
And the actor, I mean, Benedict Cumberbatch is such a great actor. Yeah, I mean, he's perfect for the role, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, number two, Infinity War. Number two.
That's my number two.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, high fives. Yeah. But don't tell me you picked Endgame. That's not. I hated Endgame. Oh, my God. You want to see Scarlett Jo cry for a half hour longer than she should. Watch Endgame.
Well, she died.
Whoa! Spoiler. God
look,
damn
no,
it,
listen,
Ryan.
Listen. That was, what, 4 years ago? 3 years ago? No, getting pissed at spoilers on that one.
We're going to have the spoiler thing again because we were doing so good up until then. She died. I mean, Bruce Willis was a ghost the whole fucking time.
In Die Hard?
Die Hard. Yeah, Die Hard 18, he's a ghost. And he's nobody knows it. Yeah,
he did actually die, and it was hard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Boom.
All right, number one. You go with your number one.
My first. Number one is Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Okay, that was a really good one.
Yeah. You're on the edge of your seat the whole time.
I actually kind
of
forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah, that one, it's going to take a lot for that to not be my number one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
My number one's got to be the OG Iron Man 1. Like that.
The one that started it all?
I've seen that one so many times, and yeah, I can still
Yeah. It's amazing. In the comics, Iron Man wasn't that popular.
Yeah. That's why when it came out, I was like, yeah. Oh, like, I feel like they jumped to Iron Man. They could have done a lot more popular characters.
Right.
And I don't know if that was a rights issue or what really made them do it, but when I saw the trailer, I was like, this movie's going to be awesome. And it was everything I hoped for in a superhero movie. Tons yeah. of action. It had, like, the emotional story to it and character development. Just perfect movie, really.
I wonder if one of the reasons why they picked it was because of the technology they had for movies at the time.
Yeah.
That one was kind of one they knew they could do.
Well, and I think that's why the superhero movies are so huge now. It's just they can do them right. You know, you yeah. can make a guy realistically look like he's flying through a building and throwing a tank.
It's right. Like, it's not like the 1970s oh Captain God, America.
If yeah. you look at those old ones, they did not have anywhere close to being able to you know, make it look like they're doing the things they're supposed to be doing.
Right. You can comical. See the strings on them flying.
You see the old Spider-Man one?
Yeah.
Like, they literally just had, like, a guy crawl up a chain-link fence, and yeah. it looks like he's struggling.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the 60s Batman did better than that, which yeah. is sad, because it came out beforehand.
Well, see, and Batman isn't bound by, like, he's got limitations, you know? He's
right.
not
he's,
a superhero.
Yeah, he doesn't have superpowers.
To fly
but so is Iron Man.
That's true, too, yeah. But he has to fly, and, like, that suit was badass when it came when you first see it and it comes together and everything. Yeah. So yeah. Which would you say is better, Iron Man or the?
I'm telling Winter you, Soldier? Winter Soldier for me is just it's going to take a lot for me to not have that be number one anymore.
This was really hard not to put like so many.
I mean, there's
the list,
so many good
I
ones.
Guardians on there. Yeah. Guardians 2 was really good. When's 3 come out? Is it coming out? Is it scheduled
I
for
think
this phase?
Next year.
Yeah.
Did I know they're done with production.
Did you see they released, like, the whole schedule for, like, phase 4 and 5 or
for
something?
For 5 and 6. For
and
phase
5
and
6,
six.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I think through 2025.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I didn't expect them to do
well,
that.
Well, they did that with the other phases.
Yeah, and then they
and then they
a lot,
tweak
a lot.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Right on. Well, okay, so that's top 3.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, let's do some movie and show reviews.
Movie and show
reviews. Let's start with the big one. The one that, you know, we talked about on the last episode was about to start, and I mean,
The Boys.
Yeah, The Boys season 3.
Season 3. We're the fucking boys over here. Yeah, awesome. I don't want to give too much away. No spoilers,
yeah,
but it was.
I'll try my best not to spoil.
Probably my favorite season so far.
Yeah,
and
I think
have a feeling this is going to be one of those shows where every season is my favorite season.
I think the character development of Homelander was phenomenal.
Yeah, I was worried about that. They're making us feel sorry for him, man. Like,
yeah. You have almost every emotion with him.
Yeah.
Especially in this season.
And you can just see the poor guy's just fucked in the head.
Man. Oh, yeah.
He's just been tortured.
Yeah.
Yeah. His backstory is a sad one. And it really, it's going to be the type of thing where you really want to see Homelander get his comeuppance, but the moment he's not on the show, it's going to be...
Oh, yeah. Once
like,
he's gone, it's
here?
Done.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, you
he
know.
Is the show. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, what we're saying, movie, show review, watch The Boys.
Yeah.
Season
I mean,
3.
Yeah. You can't go wrong. I mean, there's actually some, spoiler alert, there's some titties in there.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't really get any of that much first two seasons, so yeah. There are a few titty shots.
I do enjoy titties, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of dongs.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind a nice dong every now and then, but I feel like, come on, even it out, guys.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, what were we talking last time? The first titties we got to see was Soldier Boy, and he's all into the older ladies, and
yeah,
come in and he's got like a couple of older trashy looking yeah. whores there. Oh, so his character, who's the guy that plays him?
Oh, I suck at actor
oh,
names.
Oh, I should know it. My old lady probably be mad at me because
he is pretty good looking.
He's in the he's in Jensen Ackles. Yeah, he's in that other show she loves. Shit, who's the director of the show? Anyway. He was funny in it, and he cracked me up. It was like a realistic version of what, basically, you know, if some guy was actually frozen for 50, 60 years, he would
yeah.
come out having some pretty old age views on the world, and they kind
right.
of gloss over that with Captain America.
Right.
He's just like, oh yeah, there's some movies I got to see. This is
yeah, as he's writing it down on his iPod. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, he's still stuck in his ways and doesn't understand like the time he's in. It's so funny.
That's what I think I like about the show the most is that they're really making fun of each of these characters in the MCU and the DCU.
Yeah.
But it's almost like realistic. Like this, like you look at it and you're like, that's what they would really do, right? Like
oh, yeah.
like Superman wouldn't just be like this goody two shoes his whole fucking life if he can just do whatever he wants.
Yeah, especially if he is worshipped like a god.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was yeah, that's always cracking me up and stuff. So yeah, see The Boys season 3.
Yeah, see all The Boys. I heard that they're working on production for season 4 already.
Oh yeah, follow a lot of those guys on Twitter. And it's funny because there's like all their Twitters and stuff are actually go along with the show.
Yeah.
Like Starlight has a Twitter, and when she posted that in the show, like on her Instagram, it was on her Twitter too.
Oh nice.
And like Vought has a Twitter, and they'll post.
Yeah, I do have Vought. Yeah.
I follow him. He's like putting out he like wants people to apply for jobs.
Oh nice.
It's so funny. The application was like super misogynistic and like, have you read my book and like all this stuff. It was hilarious. So yeah, follow all those guys on Twitter. It's hilarious how they tie the show in with their Twitter. And so they've been showing like them on set and stuff. Like the guy who plays A-Train, he had like blood splatter on his face the other day and shared a picture of it. I was like,
is that a flashback?
I don't know. He was in the A-Train, the classic A-Train outfit. Yep. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I can't wait to see where they go with it. I bought the first issue, the first graphic novel one.
Oh, yeah?
And I've been reading it just to see kind of
how it differs.
Along. Yeah, it's actually way crazier than the show.
Yeah.
Like in the first episode, like the Deep makes her go down on him or whatever.
Yeah.
Spoiler, if you haven't seen the first season. In the book, she has to blow all of the members of the Seven. Like all the
nice.
Members. Yeah. It's fucking crazy, and yeah, it's a good one. You should check it out if you like graphic novels.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got on here?
So I watched The Terminal List on Amazon with Chris Pratt.
I wanted to see that.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah? What's the recommendation there?
It, like, through at least half if not three-quarters of the show, part of you's like, I don't know if this is real or if he's dreaming it.
Oh, okay. It's one of those.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
But
try your best, Tom Holland. Over here. He's
but dead. It's I thought I mean like he I died. Was just I was on the edge of my seat the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Like I mean there's some, you know, some
things. What's the premise of it? What is the terminal list?
He's
on a list or he's a terminal
no,
list?
No, he has created a list.
Oh, okay.
There is a list that he uses.
It's cancer patients, yes. They're all kind of, terminally ill. Really?
Not like that.
I hope not. That sounds like a terrible show.
There is some cancer involved.
Assassinate.
There is some cancer involved.
Oh, okay.
And there's a list.
Okay.
And there's some. It reminds me a little bit of Jason
I'm just
Bourne.
Guess what the whole show is about.
Me a little bit of Jason Bourne with a twist.
Is Jason Bourne with cancer?
There's some more government. The government stuff is different.
I don't want you to get too much, but I'm gonna stop guessing. I'll just watch the show.
Yeah, watch the show because it's good. Now, and this between The Boys and Terminalist, this is why I have those first two on the list. Uh-huh. It brings up something a question that I want to ask like everyone that watches shows. So The Boys, it had the first three episodes, and then we had to wait a week.
Yes.
Terminalist, all 8 came out at the same time.
Really?
Which would you rather have?
I like it when they release them weekly.
You do?
Yeah.
You like the suspense?
I like the anticipation. Just like right now, they got the Game of Thrones, they got the Lord
of the House
of the
Dragon.
Going, where you got to wait each week. I really don't mind. And I got kind of used to them just like, you know, when Netflix came out, it was like, we get the whole seasons. Like, it was a really cool thing, so everybody was really into it. I don't mind some shows being, just give it all to me. I'll watch it when I have time. And then other shows, you know, if I'm really into it, I don't really mind waiting. So,
I've had this in my head for about a month now, and I still don't know which one I'd rather have. Because you're sad either way, right?
Yeah.
You're sad because you got to wait a week.
Yeah.
But you don't feel as invested as if you just all 8 come out and you kind of binge watch it. Like you're invested. Like you can just tell the family to fuck off. I'm gonna watch this show. So you're more invested in it, but. To me, you're almost more sad once it's done because you're like, what am I supposed to do with my life now?
I think it's because I don't have time to really binge watch a whole lot of the shows that I don't mind. Like, okay, we got this one on Thursday night. We got this one on Friday. You know, this one's coming out
on
Sunday.
You can schedule it.
And we kind of schedule it, and it gives us something to look forward to because we only get time for maybe one or two shows before bed. And then, you go to bed at 8 o'clock. Shit, when do you watch these? 4 in the afternoon?
Oh, the weekends. Weekends.
You draw the shades at 4 in the afternoon and get your popcorn.
Yeah.
Tell the kids to go to bed.
Those days I'll stay up till like 10.
Oh, you maniac.
Yeah. Okay. So like,
fucking wild, man.
I'll look at what time it is, and it's like 9 o'clock, and I'm on. I just finished episode 7. Like, I can power through.
All right. Well, I'll have to watch the Terminal List.
Yeah.
I need to watch that Reacher one too.
Reacher, yes. Highly recommend Reacher as well. Yeah. I think they've started production on season 2, or they've at least greenlit a script for season 2 on Reacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, what about Thor: Love and Thunder?
Loved it. Yeah. Thought it was awesome. It's not on my top 3 list, but
right.
There's so many of them that are so good.
It's definitely a comedy. Don't it's go in there thinking it's a superhero. It's not super.
The
main priority is not superhero.
Yeah, it's the same guy. You know Taika Waititi?
Yeah,
he's Korg's voice.
He's Korg. Yeah.
Hey man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get on this giant old spaceship.
Yeah.
You come. I'm a giant rock monster, and this is my friend Meek. He's got knives for hands. Don't worry.
That's a good Korg.
You like Korg?
That's all a good Korg.
Korg. What yeah. else does he say? Yeah, that's Taika Waititi doing the voice there, and
right.
it's funny because he's just got a funny New Zealand, I think, accent.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how they he's got another show called Where Flag Means Death. It's on HBO, and it's pretty funny, too.
I would love to be directed by him.
Yes. It,
like, can you imagine being, like, that voice being the director? Like,
yeah.
Hey, guys, can you go do it this way?
Oh, yeah. I, yeah. Can, yeah. I can't do his voice when I'm not doing Korg, but yeah.
yeah.
Paper, rock, scissors joke there for you.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I
was going to start a revolution, but I didn't print enough templates.
I wasn't a big fan of Natalie Portman. And that's because she kind of told the MCU she didn't like those kind of movies after the second Thor.
I didn't really, didn't really like that. I was surprised that they gave her that role or that she even signed on to do it because she said that she wasn't into it.
But I think she did it for the money.
I think the money
and
got her going.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of these main MCU characters, they are no longer doing it just for the money. I mean, obviously, the money they're getting paid is really good.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not, like, after the first one, like, after Robert Downey Jr. did Iron Man 1,
yeah.
you knew he was signing on for more because of what that gave him, what the role was. And same thing with Benedict Cumberbatch. As you know, one of the best actors in the world is playing Doctor Strange, and he wants to play Doctor Strange.
These actors know now, like, if you sign with Marvel, that's big money. So you're going to get paid.
Right, there's a guarantee. But really your exposure.
Yeah, really it's just how much do you want your character to go. I think that was her thing, too. Like, hey, let's go ahead and just close this storyline. Because it did become a weird thing. Like, where did the love of Thor's life go? Like, all of a sudden, she
right, yeah, it was just gone.
And she's not into it anymore. See, I didn't mind that part. That was pretty cool. I thought that they would maybe give her her own spinoff, or that's what they were setting up.
Yeah.
Spoiler, they weren't. We should have warned everybody. We're just going to talk about the whole movie and what happens.
Here's a big spoiler. You do get to see Chris Hemsworth's butt.
That was in the trailer. People were,
No, it was fuzzied out.
I mean, they blurred it out in the trailer.
But you truly get to see his ass in the movie. It's a pretty nice one, too.
Oh, Russell Crowe was hilarious. Oh, my God. I thought it was so funny, the after credit scene.
I hope they continue him doing some more.
He better be in it more,
Yeah.
Apparently, he was supposed to play the devil initially. He was supposed to play Satan.
Mm.
And there was even concept art with him, like, laying on the... This concept art is funny because it actually looks like Russell Crowe's face, but he's got, like, hooves for feet and legs. You know, the half-man, half-goat-looking guy? That was what he was supposed to be at first, and then they changed it up to make him Zeus. But that shit was
so funny. Should we change our title to... What would Russell Crowe do then?
That'd be a good one. Talk with that Greek accent.
Yeah.
The orgy. We are going to have the orgy.
Yeah. You are not invited to the orgy.
when he comes down the steps and, like, adjusts his little apron thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That cracked me up. You said it was more of a comedy, and that's true, too. But the only thing I really didn't like about it was it didn't... The Christian Bale stuff was awesome. He was an amazing bad guy. I thought that he should have had a bigger role, and apparently there, too, there was all kinds of cut scenes.
Well, he was reluctant to even do it.
Yeah.
After Batman, he was kind of just done with superhero movies.
Yeah.
But his daughter or kid told him, like, I want you to be in the MCU, Daddy.
Yeah.
And convinced him, and he's like, okay.
It was cool, but, I thought that, like, apparently there was a whole montage of him killing gods that they left out.
Oh.
And the chick from Game of Thrones that plays Cersei. She was one of them. It even had Peter Dinklage in it. I guess he killed his character. And I saw a quote from Christian Bale, and he was like, yeah, they left gold on the cutting room floor because they didn't put those scenes in for some reason.
So we need to watch the...
the extended cut.
Extended cut.
See, they talked about, they asked Taika if he was going to do a director's cut or something like that. He says he doesn't like director's cut. And he was like, that stuff was cut for a reason.
Well, I mean, a lot of those, they have deleted scenes, so maybe we
might get the deleted scenes. But yeah, I was just like, man, his character was so awesome. I don't know why you would cut any of
that. Yeah, like
out.
You felt for him.
You
right?
did.
Like,
yeah,
you understood. I mean, we all understood Thanos. But like Gore, like you kind of,
And if you're a parent, that like that beginning got you. Like, holy shit, he's just wandering through the desert with his daughter.
Yeah.
And things are looking bleak.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine just watching your kids slowly starve to death and not be able to do anything about it. It got my feels. And then super funny movie after that, which even the whole premise is these kids have been taken, and it's not something you would joke around about, but they really are just lighthearted about it. Like, yeah, we'll get them back, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're being, kept in a cage and shadow monsters are trying to eat them, whatever.
Whatever. Like, Heimdall's son's there. They'll be okay.
I would have expected it to be a little more serious of a situation than that. Your children, people don't fuck around when it comes to their kids.
Right.
Yeah. But love that movie. Hopefully you saw it because we just described the whole damn thing to you.
So yeah.
If not, go see it.
If not, I think it's on Disney Plus soon. You don't even have to leave the house.
That's right. League of Super Pets. You saw that one?
Yeah, I did.
Was that good?
I've been watching, a lot of times we go to the movies, I'll take Matthew with.
Yeah.
So my youngest, Senna, he's only 8, so he's not allowed to go to some of these movies.
Yeah.
So we decided, let's switch it up, and my wife will spend some time with Matthew, and I'll spend time with Senna. And so, said, do you want to see Minions or League of Super Pets? And he chose League of Super Pets.
Nice.
It was good. I mean, it's a typical kids movie.
It's about, Superman's dog and all the super pets.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So it's kind of ends up being, the Justice League of Pets
it. Yeah, I saw the trailer
for it. Yeah, it's a great movie for kids to watch and love. It has, how Disney and kids shows, they always have a message in there for the kids. It had that in there. It was good. Now we went and saw Minions a couple weeks later. It was okay. I
saw Minions. It was all right.
I asked Senna, which one you like better? He goes, probably Minions. Mm. I think I liked Super Pets a little bit better.
Of course, it's superheroes.
Just the movie. The Minions one was just—it just felt the same as all the other.
Yeah, they kind of have that formula figured out.
Yeah, So, but I mean, it wasn't horrible. I mean, I'd recommend it, just because the Minions are funny as shit.
Yeah. Sweet.
Would you? Do you watch any other shows or movies?
What else did I have written down here? I have some shows that you probably shouldn't watch.
Are we talking
terrible.
About porn?
No. I watched that movie, The Card Counter, on Netflix. It's got Oscar Isaac, same guy who plays Moon Knight.
Hmm.
And it's about, he's this badass card counter who, makes a living going to casinos and just making money.
Oh, playing blackjack and shit?
Yeah, and you think that since it's called The Card Counter, that's what the movie was about. But really, it's about his time. He's, got PTSD from his time in Guantanamo Bay, where he was, torturing people, and I guess he got fired because some pictures came out of him. It's kind of along the lines of that story of actually what actually happened. So basically he's one of those soldiers who they got fired, and all the higher ups kind of just brushed it off on the lower. Guys did it. And he runs into some kid whose dad was also one of those guys who got blamed for everything, and his dad killed himself. So the story kind of goes on from there with his kid trying to help this kid and everything. But holy shit, it's long and boring, and it just never seemed to get to the point. And then the ending was dumb, and I went on fucking to see the ratings, and of course, Rotten Tomatoes is sucking its dick and everything. Gave it 93%. IMDb gave it 7.2 out of 10. But yeah, I usually go with the Google. What did I write down here for the Google? It was not very good, 68%.
So,
or something like that.
My theory is with Rotten Tomatoes, most of the time, if it's 85 or above, it sucks.
Yeah.
If it's 84 or below,
yeah.
Recommend
it. It seemed like it wanted to be a really artsy movie, but just didn't do it for me. It should have been called something else, because that was what he did. It wasn't what the movie was about.
That's a shame, too, because Oscar Isaac's a really good actor.
He did a great job acting,
yeah.
And it just, the story and the The directing was terrible.
Huh.
I hated it. I also watched that Day Shift movie with it's got Dave Franco and Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg, and it's on Netflix, and they're vampire hunters.
That just came out not that long ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's on there. Check it out. It was a fun one. It's Jamie Foxx is like the vampire hunter guy, and he gets Dave Franco gets like attached to him as like his boss, Jamie Foxx's boss, trying to get him fired. Mm. And so he sends this guy here like to report all his malfeasance and stuff. And basically along the way, Jamie Foxx teaches Dave Franco's character that not everything's done by the book when you're hunting vampires.
When you've got Snoop Dogg on your side.
And then Snoop Dogg's also a fellow vampire hunter. It's pretty good. I wouldn't say it's like amazing. I gave it maybe like, what'd I give it? 2 stars out of 5.
Is that one of those ones that you just, I have a couple hours to spare. Yeah. I don't want my brain to think.
I really thought it would have been better if they cast somebody else. Jamie Foxx is funny, but I didn't think that he had chemistry with Dave Franco. And I'm not sure how he even, like, of all the people they probably could have got to get that role, why he got it. But I don't know. It was all right. And I just felt like it could have been better if they had better chemistry.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then I watched Prey, which is that new Predator movie. I gave it 3 out of 5. It was good. It was basically just a remake of the first one, except with, you know, army commandos or whatever they were. It's Comanche Indians, or, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah. They're like badass, like trackers and hunters and stuff, and they come across another, you know, badass predator. It's different. The predator is different looking. They don't really explain why it looks different. I think it's like an earlier predator before they maybe started genetically enhancing themselves and stuff. But it's pretty good too.
Hmm.
Check it out.
Cool. Well, let's talk about a fan theory.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the one, Deadpool and Wade Wilson. One. So you don't know this one.
No.
So there's
or Van Wilder.
Is Van Wilder.
Yes.
So the theory is that if you're someone that kills people for a living and does bad stuff to people for a living like Wade Wilson did,
mm-hmm.
why you wouldn't use your real name.
No.
So Van Wilder seems like more like a name that you could possibly use. Who played Van Wilder?
Ryan Reynolds. But Van Wilder was just walking around campus trying to get laid and shit. Like, he wasn't...
Isn't that what Deadpool was kind of doing?
I know, but he also...
He hooked up with a hooker.
People. Yeah. But they were in love, man. Okay?
Right. They put balls in holes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a, I mean, I haven't heard that one. Is that your theory, or did you find...
No, I saw that one on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a terrible theory.
I don't think it's as far stretched as some other
Van
theories.
Wilder and shoot that fucking theory full of holes.
Yeah. If Ron Reynolds hadn't played Van Wilder, that theory wouldn't be out there.
There would be any link,
but,
yeah.
I mean, it could happen.
Yeah.
I mean...
All right.
I mean, if you're going around college trying to get laid...
I have such a better theory than that. I'm going to save it for the next one, though.
Okay, good. But I mean, if you're walking around college, trying to get laid,
like every
using, telling people, yeah, I kill people for a living, or you know what not.
Yeah, I mean, if we're doing that, I feel like he would even more closely be the guy from Waiting. You know, maybe just Deadpool moonlights as a waiter.
Maybe.
Yeah, but his face isn't all fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, originally
about his face being fucked up, man.
Well, originally it wasn't.
That's true.
When he was Van Wilder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you're
that's
he,
the
well,
theory.
He was Wade Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Wade Wilson was just his stage name.
That's a terrible theory.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Okay.
Terrible theories.
Well, let's recommend some movies. So I've got a couple on here.
Yeah.
Both of these are 25 years old, and that's why I recommend them.
Oh shit.
Yeah. The Fifth Element, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't made a sequel to that one.
I'm glad they haven't, actually.
I'm glad
they haven't,
but
I think too many movies, they're sequels now.
That's a Take My Money one if they make it.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I was thinking we should do a segment on sequels they should make.
If they had Bruce Willis as the main again, I don't think I'd do it.
Well, he can't talk now. He's got some kind of disease.
Yeah. Oh, he retired from acting, didn't he, or something
because
like that.
Because he can't talk.
Yeah, because he can't.
Like, he physically can't speak
it. Now, if Mila Jokovic was in there, I'd watch her again.
I'd see them get her, yeah.
Yeah, because you see her boobs in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just want boobies.
Yep.
There should be 4-minute-long clips.
The Fifth Element.
Boobs.
The Fifth Element. Boobs.
Alien boobs.
Yep. Like Total Recall, where the chick has three boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a terrible remake they did of it.
Yeah, with Colin Farrell. Yeah. The other one that I'm going to recommend is also 25 years old this year, and it's actually, I love this movie too. It's Spice World.
Is that the Spice Girls movie?
Yeah.
It is?
That's the Spice Girls movie.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that. I had three sisters growing up.
It was good. I mean,
don't they travel like across country or something?
Kind of, yeah.
I've seen that one.
They have Roger Moore in it.
Oh my God.
It's a total parody, just stupid ass movie. But it's an hour and a half where you just don't think. Like, you're just watching these five chicks. You're like, it'd be cool to see them naked.
Legally Blonde type of humor.
Yeah. I mean, it's just.
That one chick, Ginger Spice, she did Playboy.
You know, she's married to the team principal for Red Bull F1 racing.
Oh, shit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I had that Ginger Spice's. I had that Playboy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I had that Playboy.
Still got it. Locked away.
Yeah.
Next to my sock drawer.
My 14-year-old is not going to find that one. Or if he has, it's sticky now. But
sealed in plastic. Ah, you had to go there. We were doing so good.
Yeah. So there's a movie that just came out on Amazon that's on my list that I'm going to recommend. Okay. I don't know if you've seen The Samaritan.
No, I actually
with Sylvester
had
Stallone.
That queued up the other day. Yeah, yeah. He's a retired superhero in hiding or whatever.
Yeah,
that one looks really good.
Yeah.
I think I want to watch that one with my dad because we're big Sylvester Stallone, like Arnold fans.
Yeah,
and stuff, so.
That one's been on my list for a couple of weeks. I haven't been able to press play yet, but yeah.
No, we're going to watch that one too, yeah. And
yeah.
I love Sly, so.
Yeah.
Those are the type of roles he needs to get where he's just like a retired badass.
Well, he was in, you know, briefly in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, right?
Where they're kind coming of back.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think I saw him in the trailer.
Yeah, because that group that he was part of is supposed to be like this badass, like space
Ravagers,
ranger kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. You have any to recommend?
Well, I kind of gave you the ones before I jumped ahead with my Dave Franco or the Day Shift one with Dave Franco and all that. But the obvious ones that you should watch. HBO, House of the Dragons, fucking Game of Thrones, man.
Hell
so
yeah.
Badass. Are you caught up?
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a new one I need to watch it
tonight.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably, by the time we get home, it'll probably.
Cue up the popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's cool. Courtney, my wife is actually watching it with me.
From what I understand, it's more true to the books than Game of Thrones was.
Well, I guess this is a finished book they're actually making this one off.
Right, yeah. And that's what the difference
Song
was.
Of Fire and Ice or Ice and Fire?
No, that's a different one. This is.
This is a different one.
This is just about fire. I don't think this is about the ice.
Yeah,
I think
fire
Song
and
of Fire
and
Ice
or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Anyway, it's badass. I've been waiting. Targaryens.
Yeah.
Fucking dragon fights. It's
so there's already a fan theory out there.
I don't
want to talk about it yet. I want to wait till the show's over.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. But we may. One of the characters in it, the theory is that they are the Night King.
Oh.
Yeah. And it totally holds water, too, the theory.
Okay.
So I don't want to talk about that till all the episodes are over. But I could totally see that.
I keep seeing clips of, like, when they talk about the Targaryen history, and it's kind of, like, foreshadowing what's going to happen.
It is cool.
But it's also, like, this is, like, a recant of history, and that'd be crazy to be like, oh, this is what actually happened. It was nothing like what was passed
down.
What
we saw. Yeah. Yeah. It is kind of cool. They reference some like visions and stuff, and then you know exactly what happened.
Yeah, because
Game of Thrones is 200 years after this House of the Dragon.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So it's gonna be sweet. I'm excited for it, and there's like five more spinoffs planned or something.
Yeah,
so I think this one does.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's so many folks that didn't like the last season of Game of Thrones, so they've like just written off watching any of the spinoffs, and I know the last couple seasons there was nothing about the books because the books hadn't even been written yet because George R.R. Martin was taking too long, so HBO just said, okay, we're just going
to
develop the finish it how we
they
how we
had
see
to,
it.
Yeah.
But I mean,
they were begging him to finish writing it.
Was it the best finish? No.
No.
But was it entertaining? Hell yeah!
And
that's all I want.
They ended it in a way that they can pretty much pick it back up.
Right. It leaves it wide open.
They left it wide open. Yeah.
Yeah.
And most of our favorite characters are still alive. They're still in Westeros. Like. Yeah, I think that was just the thing. The writers were pressured to finish it, so they did, but they know that they'll come back to it probably.
Right.
Or somebody will, and they had to leave it open, so that's cool. Also, Lord of the Rings. Just watched the second episode of it last night. It's pretty
cool. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's not quite as epic yet as Game of Thrones. Like, it came out hard. But it's, I can tell it's building, and visually it's amazing. Like, you know, these CGI landscapes of this fantasy world are amazing. They, you know, they show the dwarves at their heyday. It's not just, you ever watch Lord of the Rings?
I haven't.
And all the Lord of the Rings and even the Hobbit movies, all the dwarven, like, mountains and stuff are abandoned. They've been cleaned out. And so you get to see it, like, in all its glory.
In its heydays.
Really cool, yeah.
Nice.
It's not just this dark, damp place. They have vegetation, and they have the light bouncing off mirrors so they can grow different things in different areas. There's stuff you wouldn't think of like that. It's, I was like, oh, that's cool.
Nice.
Me and Courtney were like, oh, man, I would live there. That's not, a cave dwelling's not too bad when you're fucking doing it like that. Holy shit. So,
is that one, that one's...
That's a prime.
New episode every month, every week?
Every week, yeah. Every week. They gave you the first two.
Okay.
And then it's, yeah, yeah. I think every
week. I wonder why they choose that, going back to that, why they choose, like, the Terminalist was all eight, and the Reacher was all eight, mm-hmm. all at once.
Maybe it's just
but
the
Boys what, was, and that was same platform, though.
They gave in a little bit on the Boys and gave up, like, three episodes.
Three, but then it was that.
There
but,
was some campaign to ruin the Boys. Like, if you look on Rotten Tomatoes or something, they got a bunch of people to go and give it a bad rating because so many people were upset that it wasn't releasing all the whole season at once. So it was like this weird boycott that they arranged. And when you look at the Rotten Tomatoes rating, it's really low. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? So I think that's why it's like come back now, is that they...
Now that people can just binge it.
They kind of wipe that away, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's weird. People get so hurt online.
This thought just came to me. I wonder if they had, and this is maybe a money-making way, you can pay more to have all the episodes available early.
Yeah.
Like your Prime is, I don't even know how much Prime is now. We just pay it. It's
we
like, what,
$100? We don't people into classes, though. I don't
well,
need, I don't need
let's
rich
say,
people
let's say 100,
it over me that
let's
they
say
can
100
afford
bucks,
to watch the show.
Well, yeah, there is a spoiler alert. I mean,
yeah,
I'd probably pay it. I'm not rich, but I'd probably pay to binge watch it, and then I'm fucking bad at spoiling shit, so that is a good point.
You'd
yeah.
go around ruining it for everybody. Guess what?
I'd wait a week. Or
everybody dies.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was a bad idea then. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it, yeah.
Okay. What you got coming up? Any future plans?
The main thing I have coming up is the convention. We mentioned that. That's going to be in November. That's 11th through the 13th at the KCI
yep.
Expo Center.
Yeah.
So if you guys aren't doing anything, come check out a tattoo convention. It's just a bunch of guys. It's like, you know, usually over 100 or several hundred tattoo artists all in one area. They've got little booths each to themselves doing tattoos. Yes, they do tattoos at conventions.
Yeah, you're doing me at this one coming
tattoos.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
doing your
we're going
Ninja
for
Turtle
Tattoo
one?
Of the Day. Yeah, Ninja Turtle.
Yeah,
Ninja Turtle sticker.
Cool. I have a few good ones lined up for that one. So, yeah, that'll be cool. There's, you know, shows usually. You can get drinks. There's food. Sometimes they have, like, you know, suspension where they put the hooks in. And
oh, yeah.
Suspend people. They'll have, like, sword swallowing, like, you know, shows like that. Kind of carnival type acts. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, come and check it out. That's where I'll be in November, and you'll be with me.
Hell yeah.
What you got going on?
I mean, high school, real life, right? That's the biggest thing.
That stuff.
I'm actually leaving
boring
tomorrow.
Life stuff.
Actually, by the time this comes out, I've already come back from it, but I'm going up to Solo Nationals to race.
Oh,
so
really?
that's the event I used to organize when I worked for SCCA.
You're going to drive the car?
I'm going to drive a car, yeah,
oh,
someone
no
else's
shit.
Car. Yep. But that's the event I used to organize.
Yeah.
Back when I worked at SCCA. It's the largest amateur motorsports championship in the world up in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I've this year I had the opportunity to go out for a couple days and run. So, yeah, I'm going up to Lincoln tomorrow. And
excited?
Yeah, pretty excited.
Sounds like a big deal.
Because I'm not organizing it anymore. I can go up and not give a shit if something goes wrong. I can just enjoy my life,
yeah.
See some friends.
Your problem now, suckers.
Yep. And, you know, when I was working for SCCA, I had a bunch of people who were like, you know, when you're at an event sometime and you're not working, I owe you a beer. So I plan to cash in on all those.
Yeah. You're going to be shitty drunk.
Yeah.
Who else owes me a beer? I want it.
It'll be my terminal list. Yeah.
There's this trend on TikTok where, like, people will walk into, like, a wedding and they'll be like, hey, my name's so-and-so, and this is my first beer or my first drink. And then by the end of the night, they're like, I'm Greg, and this is my last drink. And they're, like, falling over and shit. And they make it into a montage. It's so funny. You can just, the glassy, fucking glazed over, shitty look when you get drunk. It's just so funny to see. They're all done up, looking beautiful and coming in all, hey, this is me. And then it's by the end of it, last of May.
Is he like hitting on the bride?
Well, no, it's just like a little clip, but it's just that they'll do the girls and the grooms and the bridesmaids and stuff, but it's really funny because first drink to the last drink, there's a big difference.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just do a little clip when you take it for, this is my first beer, and then at the end of the night when you like are done, just be like, that's my
This
last.
Is my, I don't remember how many fucking beers.
That's what a lot of people do. They're like, I don't fucking remember.
Yeah. It's more than my first. All right. Well, I guess that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, you can follow What Would Zeus Do on Spotify, iTunes, or anywhere you can get podcasts.
Oh, my son asked where he could hear it at, and I was like, Spotify. And he's like, oh.
Spotify's where, that's where I recommend it. But
it's just the only one he's heard of.
So. Yeah. You know, there's iTunes, there's Amazon, there's a bunch of places. So pretty much wherever I think we've got them all. Yeah. So
wherever hearing is heard, you will find us.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, man.